This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instead, they're going to keep it on the ground here. This is Bigsby. Bigsby taking on tacklers. Bigsby still going, and he bangs it in. Touchdown!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Palmer's in Dallas off of Mockingbird if you want to come see us. And right now, we bring to you Chief Football Strategy Officer for the Jags and AEW founder, president, and owner, Tony Khan. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on today.
Man, I know there's a lot of important stuff going on. The official pre-sale for All In Texas is Monday, but if you've got some of those amazing pre-sale codes, you can start buying right now. I don't know if there's any of those you want to give out there, and I want to get to that, but we had a couple of quick football questions as well, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Now, for Trevor Lawrence, have you had an opportunity to talk to him? I know the word on the street is he's going to get surgery on his shoulder. Is that accurate? And how mentally do you deal with losing your quarterback in what's already been a really tough season?
It's been a very challenging season. I think, wishing Trevor the best. And he's been so great for Jacksonville and the Jaguars. I think the world to Trevor, and we're all wishing him the best in his recovery. I really have so much respect for him, and he's the future and present of the franchise. But it's very unfortunate that, we can't finish the season with Trevor. He's been so great for us. And he obviously really wants to get out there and play. But we're all wishing him the best, and, looking forward to Trevor coming back to us next year.
And Tony, I want to ask this respectfully because I have a Trevor Lawrence jersey. I'm a big fan of Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, what you just talked about, it hasn't been the best year for you guys and Trevor Lawrence. I know you're not him, but has he maybe lost his confidence? He was so awesome in college. He was really good for you guys in your playoff year and then was good most of last year till the end. You guys dropped off. Like, I just watch it, and I want you guys to be good, and I want Trevor Lawrence to be great, and I'm just struggling to go, what has happened to Trevor Lawrence and the Jags from a couple years ago?
Trevor Lawrence has played really well this year. Trevor Lawrence is in the top 10 in QBR. He's an excellent, excellent quarterback, and I think he's played very well. So yeah. I do think it's unfortunate he's not going to be able to play right now, but he's a top, top quarterback, and there's a lot of reasons we haven't been able to finish, but I do think Trevor's a tremendous player, and he has played well. And, he's been great for us. Like you said, he was great for us in our playoff season. He was great last year, and he's been great this year. And I expect great things out of Trevor next year, too. He, like I said, is the future of the Jaguars franchise.
We had the opportunity to have in studio the other day. It was Dustin Rhodes, and it was just a pleasure to have him. He's just such a wonderful guy. And
we got Bobby Lashley in studio coming up on Monday.
Yeah, and I was just kind of curious for you, having getting both of those fields. You got wrestling, you got football that you're working in. Have you run into a player that you had a lot of admiration for, and you've just been stunned by how great they are as a person?
Oh, so many times, yes. Both the people you just named, Dustin Rhodes and Bobby Lashley, are so quality people. Those are two great people. One of the greatest people ever in the wrestling business, and I think everybody who's ever worked with him would agree, and somebody who lives there around Dallas and has had this incredible career all over the world in wrestling and ended his career on the highest of notes in AEW is the icon Sting.
Yeah.
Sting, one of the nicest people in the history of the world. And that's why I think everybody in wrestling was so happy for him. Not only a great wrestler, but a really great person, Sting. You know, we were just talking about Trevor Lawrence, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and what a great person to work with. And I get to work with so many great people across football and pro wrestling. And there are a lot of really, really great people in the Jaguars locker room, the Fulham Football Club locker room in the Premier League, and in AEW. You know, the wrestlers, they hit hard, but there's a lot of really nice people in the AEW locker room, and it's a great company.
For All In, obviously you guys have been at Wembley the last couple of years. What was it about Arlington and the Metroplex area that had you guys thinking this should be our first American stadium show?
Well, I think for years we've been waiting to bring a pay-per-view event to Texas.
Yeah.
We've always wanted to do it in a big way, and the fans have been asking for years. And the Texas wrestling fans are so passionate, and they get so excited about the major events. And for us, we've seen that engagement with the fans week in, week out, with the great fans there around Dallas and all over Texas. And we think there are going to be fans coming from all over to go to AEW All In Texas. And like you said, tickets are on sale now. You can use the presale code RANGERS. Since the game is at the Rangers Stadium, the presale code RANGERS for AEW All In tickets. And they go officially on sale on Monday at 10 a.m., but you can get them now. You don't have to wait until Monday if you use that code RANGERS for AEW All-In tickets. And it's really exciting for us. We do all these great events, all these great TV shows, week in, week out. And I absolutely love doing wrestling every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on TBS, every Saturday 7 p.m. on TNT. It's a great thing we have going, but the pay-per-view events get people the most excited, and AEW does the best pay-per-view events in wrestling. Every time we go out on pay-per-view, it's a great event, especially these massive shows when we go to a big stadium like this. And this is going to be the first time we've ever tried it anywhere in America. It's going to be a huge event. Like you said, we've run AEW All In twice at Wembley Stadium in London, and we set the world record for ticket sales for pro wrestling. We sold more tickets to that show than anyone has ever sold to any wrestling show ever. And I think right now with that AEW All In Texas, it's going to be a huge hit. And you don't have to wait till Monday when the tickets go on sale for everybody. You can get them now with the presale code RANGERS.
Look at that. Already provide information for the people. Now, I am also one of those people who is begging for a pay-per-view, having been to every edition of Winter is Coming at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland. So I am also really excited that y'all are bringing a pay-per-view here to Texas.
Absolutely. I cannot wait for that. And I'm glad. I really appreciate, by the way, that you've been to all those great Winter is Coming events. Winter is coming up next week on Wednesday Night Dynamite. It's a great event. And now we brought a lot of the top TV shows. Like you said, Winter is Coming, one of the biggest AEW TV events of the year. And now bringing the biggest pay-per-view event with AEW All In Texas coming up.
Now, I've asked you about this particular individual before, and it's sometimes I'm just curious why this continues to come up, or if you have a thought about it, because you guys are coming here to Arlington, going to pack the place, I have no doubt. You talked about setting the record at Wembley last year. And then there's your good old buddy, Eric Bischoff, who always has something to contribute about AEW.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And just this week, he said that you guys are doing horrible and there's no hope for them. What would you say to that? And why do you think there continues to be this like antagonistic relationship, perhaps from Bischoff for you guys?
I have no idea. I don't really care what he says. We've done really, really well. And, we've got a great thing going with AEW. We've got something really, really to be proud of. We not only are going to be, for years to come, doing the shows on TBS and TNT, we're going to set the record for the longest run of pro wrestling ever on TNT, in fact. And it's pretty amazing because for a company that's only 5 years old, we've accomplished so much. Like I said, we set the world record for wrestling ticket sales. And we're just going into this new media rights deal that is historic, and it hasn't even kicked in yet. Starting January 1st, every week, you can watch Dynamite still on Wednesdays on TBS, but we're going to be live streaming on Max, which is a top streaming platform, and I really think is the best streaming platform with the best movies and TV shows. And we're going to have AEW every Wednesday night live streaming on Max and every Saturday night on Max, in addition to TNT. So, you know, it's really important for us because cable is massive. It's massive for sports and wrestling. And TBS and TNT, those are staples of cable, as Eric himself knows very well. But it's really important for the future to also have a foothold in streaming. And that's what we're going to have now with AEW also on Max in addition to TBS and TNT. So I think AEW is doing fantastic.
So, Tony, recently I've gotten into watching some YouTube clips of a lot of different wrestlers, and it's been fun for me to see the story of these are older wrestlers, DDP, and then Stunning Steve, who's a blonde dude who ends up becoming Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is there somebody right now in AEW where he just has a fascinating story that you'd love to point me and the audience to kind of learn the career and history of where this person got to where they are today?
That's a really great question. There's so many great careers and so many people in AEW that have come from interesting backgrounds and different places to get where they are right now in the world of wrestling. I think Darby Allin is somebody with a really fascinating life story, somebody who survived a car crash, and that's why his face is half painted the way it is, because Darby Allin feels like he's got one foot in the ground and he's lucky to be alive. You know, he always says, "I'm half dead." And and he also says nothing's over until you're in the ground, which is why Darby Allin pushes himself so hard. He's the ultimate risk taker. And we're really excited to have Darby Allin in the Continental Classic right now. We got some of the top stars in AEW competing in this great tournament that's happening right now on our TV shows on TBS and TNT every week. He's a huge part of it. He'll be wrestling on TNT 7 o'clock on this Saturday on Collision. And he's got a fascinating story. He takes risks like nobody I've ever known. He is the greatest stuntman I've ever met, and he's a fantastic pro wrestler, and I think people would be fascinated by Darby Allin.
And, you know, we actually did have Darby Allin in studio.
He was awesome.
I think right after you guys first announced this all-in event, and he was so nice. Like, I know you said there's a lot of nice people, but sometimes you don't always get to interview the nicest people in the world. He was a super cool guy, very informative, and I would be inclined to agree with you. I think people should go check out his story as well. All right, where can people get tickets, either with the pre-sale or on Monday? How can they pick up tickets to the first AEW Stadium show in America, AEW All in Texas?
Well, thank you for asking. You can get your tickets now, AEWTix.com, with that pre-sale code RANGERS. And if you don't want to go use the pre-sale with the code, you can wait until Monday. Everybody's going to be buying fast and furious on Monday. You can get ahead of the line now with the pre-sale code RANGERS at AEWTix.com. Or on Monday, you can go to that same website, AEWTix.com, or you can go to Globe Life Stadium.
Boom. There you go. Thank you very, very much. Thanks for jumping on with us. Like I said, we'll have Bobby Lashley on Monday. We really appreciate your time, good sir.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on to talk about AEW All In.
Absolutely. There you go. Tony Khan right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we do have another piece of business in front of us at the moment. It is the Napalm Challenge, and if you heard that sigh, that is the sigh of Mike Bacsik, who has not taken a bite yet, but may have bitten off more than he can chew.
It definitely smells hot, if that makes sense.
I think everyone listening knows what you mean.
I have a live coming up. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it once I take a bite of this.
Do you think you should faux do this live right now and then eat it?
Yeah, sir, this is going to be weird if I can say, hey guys, let's talk about Men's Tea Clinic real quick while I can still talk, okay? So guys, if you're feeling, do I have Men's Tea Clinic? Am I right, Alec? Do I or do I not?
You don't.
I don't even have that.
So go ahead.
So look, Men's Tea Clinic, there's an extra 10 seconds for you. They'll add an extra 10 seconds for you. You know what I'm saying? Okay, oh, God.
Stop trying to stall, Mike.
Are you scared?
You said this was your dream. This is your Everest.
Yeah, live your dream, Mike. Experience the fire.
All right, here's my mic back at my mic, back at my mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Oh, my God. Here we go. I'm going to take this bite with no ranch on it or anything. It smells hot.
Yeah, there he goes. Look, man, you're living your life. That's probably got a good flavor to it now, doesn't it? So you got a little flavor action going.
It's hot.
He's starting to close his eyes.
The great thing about heat like this is it goes away pretty quickly. You know, it's not like it sits in the mouth as you chew.
No, that is totally factually accurate.
Okay.
He's trying to chew his food.
This is the napalm challenge.
Yeah, he's trying to chew the food right now, Kevin.
All right,
so talking is difficult.
This is the napalm challenge. At Palmer's. Whoa. By the way, the owner goes, he had to leave and he dropped it off and he goes, I can't wait to listen to this.
Look at my deal.
Okay. Oh, no.
He is not in on this. He is scared. Oh, man, that was a bad decision.
Some.
Yeah, you're going to need some of the grits now.
How much respect do you have for Peyton for eating that whole freaking thing?
Oh,
okay,
no.
He can't talk right now. We're at Palmer's in Dallas off of Mockingbird. That is Mike Bacsik, who got one bite into the Napalm Challenge.
Good luck.
Much like Bobby Bell, and we're done. Now he is using a fork
to eat the ranch.
Eat the ranch, which is not the most efficient thing in the world, but that's all we got, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
that is all we got. Mike, I'm proud of you for trying it.
Yeah, man.
That's going to stick with him for about 20
minutes,
probably.
Out of my mouth.
His nose is starting to drip a little bit, too. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, if you get a chance on our Twitter and our YouTube accounts, there are videos of Bobby and Peyton doing this morning. And Peyton looks like he's watching The Notebook and it's broken his heart. There's like little single tears coming down. It's amazing. Do you need my water? There's ice in here.
It hurts everywhere.
I'm sorry, Mike. Who could have possibly guessed this would happen? Except it's called the Napalm Challenge.
It's napalm, bro. That's a lot. That's a lot of heat.
It hurts your throat.
It hurts the throat. The back of
I'm off.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.